I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. Today we're reading from the book of Psalms, specifically Psalm 119. We're walking our way through, and we are in verses 111 through 112 in the Voice Translation, and it says this: Your decrees are forever mine, for they bring joy to my life. I have committed myself to do what you require forever and ever to the very end. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, today I'm going to pray about two different things. I'm going to talk about and pray about joy, and I'm going to pray about longevity. And so, Lord, let's start with joy. Lord, there seems to be a broken part of us when it comes to joy. We chase after happiness. There's all sorts of books out there about being happy and cultivating happy and which countries are the most happiest. But really what joy is being connected to you and understanding that you love us. And so, Lord, I pray for the person today who's lacking joy, lacking that kind of zealous, effervescent joy that causes people to walk through their days with a lightness in their step and a hope in their heart. Father, would you bring joy to the joyless today? And I know, Lord, that many of us listening here today are walking through deep trials. And Lord, the paradox of joy is that it can be ours in the midst of trials. Happiness probably is not going to be there. I'm not going to be happy when that trial comes, but I can have joy. And that joy is something that lasts forever because it's just a foretaste of what's going to happen when we encounter the new heavens and the new earth, and we have all those tears wiped from our eyes, and we can see you face to face as you are, and that will be such an amazing, joyful time. But Lord, for those who are underneath the weather, who are sick today and are having a hard time locating their joy, or maybe they're battling depression, or they're battling anxiety, or they're battling just fears that seem to mount every day, and I pray that you would be the lifter of those desperately hard times, that you would lift their mood, that you would lift their head, lift their heart, lift their outlook, lift their perspective, and help us all to see this life through the lens of you, to understand that this is temporary, that this affliction will not last forever, and that you will bring about what you're going to do. Your plans will be established. And Lord, a lot of times our lack of joy comes from those unmet expectations, where we have these expectations of you, and perhaps you haven't come through in the way that we expected you to. And so we suffer with maybe ungratitude or anger or bitterness. And so, Lord, I pray that you give us contentment today on the process that you have us on, the joy and the journey that you have us on, and help us to see that you are working out our salvation with fear and trembling. You are doing some good work inside of us, and that we can count it all joy when various trials come against us. We know that testing of our faith is going to produce that endurance. And so help us to find the joy in the midst of the pain today. And Lord, the last thing I wanted to pray about was this idea of longevity, to keep going, to persevere. And Lord, as one who's had a little injury in my running game, I know what it's like to be stopped short of longevity. And I pray for those who are broken today, who are having a hard time finishing the race well because they're injured. I pray for healing. I pray for that ability to take the next step. We prayed about this a couple days ago, about your word being a light unto our path. And so you'll be the one that gives us the light for that next step and the strength for that next step. And I thank you that we don't have to do this all by ourselves. We do not have to finish well by gritting our teeth, but we can finish well because we're weak and we acknowledge our weakness, and you can then be married to that with your strength. And so, Lord, thank you so much that you are the strength in our weakness. We don't have to take that next step, that you will empower us to do that you will give us the wherewithal and the hope to just say, okay, I'm going to audaciously go forward. I'm going to persevere. I'm going to finish well. I'm going to run this race. And even if I have to skip or hop or crawl, I'm going to make it to the end because I want to be faithful to you, Jesus. And I know that I can only be faithful to you with your spirit inside me, invigorating me and giving me the ability to keep going. So Lord, I pray for perseverance. And in the midst of that perseverance, would you bring a whole bunch of joy? I pray all of this, Jesus, in your amazing name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. So when you are at the end of your rope and when joy seems elusive, tell the Lord. He knows, He wants to hear from you, and He loves to be in relationship with you and have that kind of conversation with you. So give it all to Him.